discussing parenting, relationships, politics, and religion. Today's episode is going to be about us personally and how we got to this point. I'm Dawn.
I'm Poncho.
And let's get into it.
Okay, so we're just gonna, you know, as you get used to knowing us, we're just gonna kind of ramble. We're gonna keep it informal. Dawn and I are both from the Midwest. We met in September. A lot of our lessons were learned early on in September, and that's kind of where we got the idea for the podcast name, Lessons in September. So we're just gonna kind of, this is our first introduction, our first episode, we hope of many, and we're just gonna kind of talk about ourselves, what we've been through, and kind of give you an idea of who we are and kind of what the podcast is going to be about.
So in 2017, I decided that my husband at the time was no longer good for me and my two kids. So I booted him out the door. Shortly thereafter, I met Poncho, and we've been together ever since. It has been a rocky road. There was a lot of growth involved for both of us. We both had a lot of baggage that we brought into the relationship early on. And I think that goes for any relationship. You have bad habits that you form with old partners, and it takes a while to break those and get over them. I have two boys. One is autistic. He has been a very big handful, so we'll be talking a lot about that as well, about the things we've learned about how to handle kids with autism. My other son tends to be my easy one, I say, because he's just kind of a happy-go-lucky kid that doesn't let a whole lot get to him. You know, they're in middle school and elementary, and there's homework, there's dealing with the culture and the things they watch. You know, there's all sorts of different topics that we're going to be covering, but most of it will be centered around the family and how this world affects it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I won't get too far into this, but, you know, just some of the stuff that, you know, they come home and tell us about that they learn in school, and we're like, no, let's talk about this a little more. So, you know, when people say, be very in tune about what your kids are learning at school, they mean it. Like, for real, because there's some stuff, and we learned that from 2020, from COVID, just, you know, some of the stuff kids were being taught, and it's just, I see it here in their school, so. But before we get too much into that, we'll go back to 2017, and we'll just go from there.
So, when we first met, Poncho doesn't have any kids of his own, and so it was a big life change for him, going from single bachelor, able to do what he wanted when he wanted, to a girlfriend with two kids, one on the spectrum. They are a full-time job in and of themselves, and so that was an adjustment.
Yeah, and there were times where we probably went too fast, and we did, and there were times where I felt we were going too fast, and I felt like she felt I wasn't moving fast enough, or vice versa, probably. So, you know, which was not what I was used to, because it's always like, hey, you need to slow down. You know, I've had relationships where it's like, you're going too fast, and it's never been the other way around. It was just a lot of growth, learning, growing pains, and changes.
And we've had a lot of big changes between the two of us, of just our personalities in the last 6 years. You know, I was just getting out of a very long, serious relationship, obviously. I had been married for 10 years. And I was a bit clingy, needing that affection in a relationship, because there was none in my marriage at the end. And he was kind of like, whoa, too much.
We go round and round on that, because now she's not the clingy one, and I always have to remind her when she tells me I'm clingy. I always have to remind her, wait a minute, there was a time when it was like, wait. So I think that goes in cycles.
It does. Yeah. And I think I've settled into the relationship of where we're at a little bit more. I'm not in a hurry to move forward at this point. Not that I don't want to. I'm just not in a hurry to, if that makes sense.
She doesn't want to.
So. we are engaged. You know, we haven't set a date for anything. We haven't started any plans. Life's been a bit crazy the last couple of years since COVID.
Her children's father, that guy, we'll be talking about the situation, but, you know, won't go into all the details, but just, you know, talking about how it affects us, how it affects the kids.
It's an energy drain.
It's a lot. It's an energy drain. Yeah, his family. It's a lot.
I think in the last 6 years, we've had over 30 different court dates. Now, I haven't counted them specifically, but that's probably pretty close. He moved states and states away, and then he moved back, and then he's now gone again. And so we're constantly in and out of the courtroom, changing the parenting plan. And it's constantly uprooting the kids' schedules and their stability. And he totally does not understand that.
No. Will he ever, I think.
He did something about a year ago, got himself into some serious trouble. He now has a record.
But he got a slap on the wrist, and now he's trying to get back in the kids' life. So it's been hard on the kids. It's been hard on us. It's just, there's a lot going on.
You know, and in the meantime, while he's been out of the picture for a little while due to his probation orders, his mom decided to jump in and start taking me to court herself for things, for grandparents' visitations, and it's just been a mess. You know, so we will definitely be getting into the court system and how that all functions, how that affects kids, how much of a mess it is, and how much of a financial drain it is.
Yeah.
Just how hard it is to navigate on your own without an attorney, and like, it's just a nightmare. When I had my eldest son, I had an epidural during delivery, and the doctor botched it big time. He left me with severe nerve damage. I found out that my back was fractured. It took 4 years to find that out. And so I don't work. Working causes lots and lots of extra pain. You know, so I am a full-time mom. And that's been a bit of an adjustment too, having only one of us working in the relationship, just financially and things like that. It's hard. And the system doesn't make it easy to get help at times, especially for those who really need it. It seems like people who don't really need it end up getting help, and those that do get thrown aside. And that's been really frustrating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's tough. Tell me about it with people that need help not getting it, but I work in an office setting. I don't want to elaborate on that too much more than that. Try to keep my work life and my personal life separate as much as I can.
Outside of the office drama. We'll talk about that a little bit.
There's always office drama, but it's just...
more about how to navigate that office drama.
Yeah, it's, and I'm sure, you know, people that will hopefully be listening, they go through a lot of this. I'm sure there's somebody out there that's going through court stuff, going through stuff with divorce, you know, navigating that, or somebody going through
pain management, severe pain,
or going through work drama, or whatever it is. Just trust me, you're not the only one going through it. There are a lot of people that are going through it, so you're definitely not alone. If you're listening to us and you're like, oh my god, this is just too much, trust me, it's not just you. Everybody goes through it at one point or another.
So we hope by doing this podcast that we can help everybody, even if it's in a small way, that listens. You know, not everything's going to apply to everybody. You may not agree with everything that we say and our decisions on how we've raised the boys and things like that, but we hope that in some small way it does help, hearing that you're not alone with the chaos that happens in life. and how to navigate all of it. We are conservative. We are Christian, you know, so we will be integrating a lot of that into the topics as well. And how to navigate the insanity that this world has come to when it comes to kids. Things like not letting them have phones, not letting them have access to the internet, monitoring what they're watching, because it is so important to keep tabs on them in this world. Or the next thing you know, your kid's coming home telling you that they're the opposite gender and they want to chop body parts off. And what do you do? You know, a lot of states have made it illegal to stop them from doing those things. And so it's a matter of keeping tabs on what your kid is going through. Things like therapy can absolutely help to get into some of that. You know, the kids have been in it for years now with everything going on with their dad. But man, some of the stuff they come home saying off the bus and from school, you know, they've learned things way younger than they should because of other kids and their access to the internet. You know, they got shown twerking one day on the bus at a very young age. It's just crazy.
What? Go ahead. Sorry.
And a lot of parents have no idea what their kids are looking at and what they're doing. You know, if my kid's on the internet and he's watching YouTube, I have access fully to his YouTube channel and can see everything he is watching and monitor
it. We keep that lockdown pretty tight because her oldest, he likes to sneak and he likes to lie. And he just, it's just what he does. We've worked with him on that for years at this point. He knows it's bad. We talked to him about why it's bad and how it hurts people, but he just doesn't get it.
His dad was diagnosed with autism as well. And along with that autism, he was diagnosed with borderline sociopathic tendencies and a whole list of other things. I'd have to find the list to rattle them all off. And so a lot of his behaviors, if you read the DSM-5 on like borderline personality disorders, he very much fits it.
I'm going to stop you right there. What is the DSM-5? Because I have no clue what it is, and somebody else might not know what it is.
So the DSM-5 is the diagnostic book of all the mental disorders out there. That's what they use for their testing. So with your dad and his dementia, they use that portion of the DSM-5
to diagnose. We forgot him. About that part of my life. We totally forgot about it. Yeah, that just throw one more thing in. I have a nearly 80-year-old father with dementia, and he is a handful.
His neighbors are a bigger handful.
Oh, yeah. We'll get into that later. But if anybody's going through a situation where they have a parent with dementia, trust me, we understand. So back to the...
Yep. So the DSM-5 is where all your tests come from for mental disorders. You know, I can read a diagnosis in it or read, you know, the behaviors, and I can absolutely see those same behaviors in my eldest son that I see in his dad. And I see them also in his grandma, his dad's mom. She definitely has some borderline personality issues too. And that includes things like narcissism. And so they're very self-centered. It is what I want, when I want it, how I want it, and they don't really care how it hurts anybody else. And so that has been a big struggle in our lives.
We will, you know, we'll often ask her oldest, why didn't you do this? Or why didn't you do something? Why did you take this? Or why didn't you, you know, behave in a certain way? And he'll just kind of look at you and just be like, I don't know. I just wanted to.
We call it the nothing from the Neverending Story.
The great nothing.
Because it's literally like nothing going on in there sometimes. He will get this dead blank scare that when he was little was terrifying. It was very much cold and no emotion going
on. Now we're just kind of used to it and he don't even know either. So I've tried to take a little softer approach, and when he does that, I don't push it. I just give him some time that he sits and be like, read your book, sit by yourself, go to your room, just take some time to, and then he'll think about it, come out, and he'll actually try to talk about it.
Yeah, he can go from one behavior of cold and stern and nothing, no emotion showing, to spending 10 minutes in his room and coming back smiling and laughing and giggling. Like, it's like a light switch being flipped in there. And I don't think he realizes when he gives that look that he's giving it. I don't think he understands what that look is.
No, he don't.
You know, so as you can tell by the last, 18 minutes of us rambling here, that we have been through the ringer in the last 6 years. You know, and we were through a lot of stuff before that on our own. But I think we work well together. Do we still fight? Yep. Do we still disagree and bicker and argue? Absolutely.
Trust me, we were bickering 5 minutes before we hit the record button, but to the point where Don asked me, do we really need to do this tonight? Then we both took a deep breath and just moved on. And you have to do that sometimes.
Yeah, we don't tend to let the small stuff get to us, and when there is something big, we talk it out.
You've gotten way better at that too.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah.
From the little stuff. That was something, I'm not trying to pick on you, but that was something you really kind of struggled with, and I think that might be a past relationship.
Oh, absolutely.
Thing. He probably wouldn't let it go, so you couldn't let it go. And I move on really fast. Like, I'm like, it's fine, it's over. And that was really hard for her. Now, if it's something big, yeah. But if it's just a tiny little bickering session, it's just like, hey, you know.
Well, used to let the little stuff build.
Yeah,
because everything was such a fight with him, I didn't really bring stuff up. I would just grin and bear it a lot. And eventually it would just overflow. And it would turn into a massive blow-up fight because I had been holding on to 40 little things in the last month that had happened.
But you did that with us, too.
And I brought that into the relationship.
Exactly.
And I had to relearn how to have those conversations when they happen.
Well, and then like our little, you know, 5 years ago, our little bickering that we had right before tape or record or whatever you want to call it, before taping just a few minutes ago, that would have been a big blow up 5 years ago. And now we're just like, okay, everybody take a breath. And we were both like completely moved on. And like,
we called each other cranky tonight.
We cracked a couple jokes and we moved on. And I forgot about it until right now.
Yeah, the pharmacy angered me earlier today, so I was still pretty peeved about that.
And I was just cranky in general. So.
It's warm in here, so he's cranky.
I have the air conditioner on.
That is the one thing we fight over more than anything else, is the air conditioning and the heating. When I'm hot, he's cold. When he's cold, I'm hot.
Money. Budget.
Yep.
Budget.
Never the same temperature at the same time, ever.
Budget.
And my pain levels really affect that. If I'm hurting, I get warm. But at some point, it tips the scale and I get the chills.
Actually, if I have a really bad migraine, that's about the only time we're the same.
It's like being sick every day. You're achy. My back aches, my hips ache, my legs, my knees. I get migraines easy. I'm hot and cold flashes. Oh, it's just awful most days. And I'm on a lot of pain meds and I'm on a lot of other medications that really affect me. And if I don't have those meds, it's even worse. Withdrawals are no joke. So even that, you know, if you've dealt with going through withdrawals or going through some sort of addiction, you know, I've been there. You know, I'm on heavy narcotics every day. And I hate them. I wish I wasn't on them. But at this point...
Disclaimer, they are prescribed.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Disclaimer.
I go to pain management and I deal with that. You know, the pharmacy doesn't always refill them when they're supposed to. And you run out and then you get into withdrawals. And man, they are nasty if you've never been through narcotic withdrawals of any kind. And so even that's something we can help. Hopefully somebody realize they're not alone.
And it's not even that. It's... any of the prescription. What was that time? Was it the Lamictal or was it
that? Oh, yeah. So I was on some psych meds for depression and mood instability.
You're not anymore, right?
No, not anymore.
Yeah.
Back when I was married, because I was so depressed and unhappy and I was very emotional. So I was taking something called Lamictal. The pharmacy changed my prescription on me. Not the dosage or the name, they changed the manufacturer. Something that is three little letters on the bottle that you would never know if you weren't paying attention. And tell you what, they were not the same medication. I learned a lot that month about manufacturing of medications and how much the industry can skirt the rules and skirt what's in them.
We don't have to go into it all tonight. We're probably going to do a show just talking about that.
It made me suicidal. I'm not afraid to say it at this point. I'm not ashamed by it. I have never been that way unless something very severe is going on in my life. It's not something that just sitting around, you know, on a regular day, I'm thinking about hurting myself or anything like that. But this made it, I spiraled out of control. And as soon as I got off that medication, all of that went away. I stopped taking it once I realized that they had changed it. Have never gone back on it. And then I had some gallbladder issues a few years back, and I stopped taking a lot of
my
meds.
April of 2020 was the gallbladder thing. Talk about, that was...
So I stopped taking, leading up to that, I didn't know what was making me sick. I was just...
Gallbladder, we're talking about the...
Right, yeah.
Okay.
With my gallbladder. Yep. The Christmas of 2019... So the Christmas right before, I was very, very ill all through Christmas and did not know why. So I stopped taking a lot of my meds. I went down to just the bare necessities of what I needed every day, you know, to manage my pain levels and things, to try to figure out, was it one of my medications? And I never got back on any of them. And I think I've been better for it.
That helps. Yeah, it definitely helps.
I think sometimes we revert to... Give me the quick fix of a pill to fix how I'm feeling instead of doing the hard work of working through what it is that we're feeling and why we're feeling that way. You know, so that's been a big thing. And, you know, there's been lots of changes in the last 6 years, and it has been quite the roller coaster. So this is going to be our therapy session coming on here and rambling about our life.
I guess. Well, I mean, you think all the things. I mean, you know, I think... of, you know, the last 6 years, the things that happened to me. I've lost a parent. My father's gone through dementia. All of Dawn's drama with her crazy ex-family. Her health issues. I'm missing something.
Your own psych issues that you've got. Anxiety.
Yeah, a lot of anxiety. I was in the military. I don't want to get into that. Somebody would be like, "No, you weren't." All that stolen valor thing. Yeah. You know, they'd be like, I don't even like to even say I'm in the military, because you get some jack wagon that's like, "Oh, were you really?" You know, and then it's like, yeah, so.
Well, he did a tour overseas for a year, so he absolutely served.
Oh, yeah.
So there are repercussions with that. You know, we can see that going on right now in the country. With everything going on overseas. And just how people are being treated right now. So we might avoid that topic for a little while. Yeah. But there's definitely some PTSD repercussions coming out of it.
Oh, yeah. And back pain. Back knees.
His knees are shot. Man, it sounds like grinding gravel. Yeah.
And I'm not that old. I'm in my early 40s. So.
Yep.
It's just been a lot, and it's just been in the last 4 or 5 years that stuff has really come up, as far as the back, the neck, the shoulder pain. You look like you want to say something. Go ahead.
You know, I know this episode's been all over the map
of
what we're talking about. Future episodes will not be. They will be a little bit more structured as to a certain topic and how to deal with it and things like that. We'll kind of pick different topics of all of these things that we've talked about. This is kind of just to get to know us. If you have any questions about us or anything we've said, please feel free to reach out to us. You can find us on X Social, formerly known as Twitter.
We're not liberals, that's why we're on X now.
At Lessons of SEP, it's SEPT. So you can message us there. We will link that down in the description below for you. Otherwise, we're on all the different podcasts, sites that we can be, pretty much. Still waiting on a few for approval, but we're getting there. You'll also be able to find this on YouTube and Rumble. Might not be immediately, but we're working on it.
Someday we'll tell you about how you know, it's a process to set one of these podcasts up. There's a lot to it, especially if you really want to get your brand out there, your name out there, or whatever, however you want to describe it. But that's a whole process in itself. But it's, anybody could do it. It's just
time consuming.
But I mean, you know, it's not too bad. And yeah, we pretty much rambled, but we just wanted to turn the microphone on today and just talk. We just wanted to keep it pretty much real. We're gonna do a few quick edits and, you know,
cut out some of the rambling and our kids' names, because that is something we are going to keep private.
Yep.
We do not want their names on the internet.
Yeah,
obviously we don't want our real names out there either. I think you can understand why with my crazy exes going on.
Uh-huh.
Or ex. Yeah. And his family.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody has a crazy ex, but we just, yeah,
I think the whole world has one at this point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pretty much. So,
you know, so we just, until they're older, we want to protect them as much as possible from the nastiness that can come from the internet.
Oh, yeah. And it can get pretty nasty. So I think on that note, I think that's a pretty good ramble for one night.
Yeah,
so.
I think that rounds up the highlights of our 6 years together and a little bit before now, before it.
Okay.
Well, we hope this video finds you healthy and well and happy in your life, and we hope you come back for episode 2.